2. It is past 5 o'clock and the man is seated across me. My favorite. How are you today?
I'm well.
Praise God.
The body is a bit tired, but I'm well.
As for that one, it is key on the wire. There's nothing you can do about it. No matter how much you complain, it shall be so. But it's good. It's good to see
yes,
you.
Yes, God is good.
Praise God all the time.
Yes, God is good. We are in our last week of August.
It's amazing how time flies.
A week by this time, it will be first September.
Yes.
To be first September.
And before the August ends, the harvest of August is in this week.
Amen.
No matter what it is, you are carrying your harvest.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I receive it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Be a blessing as usual.
Take care. Your final words you said, you shared, connects with the message I have today.
Mm.
Yes, that's
amazing.
Yes, so I'm sharing on a message I've entitled Faith in the Moment.
Oh my God.
This week is your moment.
Hallelujah.
And we are picking the popular story of blind Bartimaeus, Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. So faith in the moment, and I want somebody to rise up in faith in this moment, because there is a blessing for you. Then they came to Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called him, they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Amen. Yeah, we've heard this story many times, but there are many things we learn from this story. And we are told that Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside, and Jesus had come through Jericho and was heading towards Jerusalem, where he would be crucified. And as he sat by the roadside, he heard this commotion going on, the noise of many people, the crowd. Bartimaeus was curious to find out. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, something rose up in him. And it was like, this is my moment. And I have to connect and capture whatever blessing is there for me. Bartimaeus. It's a name that could have two meanings. Mm-hmm. The bar, there is no dispute about it. Bar in the Aramaic is son, which the Bible even. But when it comes to Timaeus depends on whether it is Greek or whether it is Hebrew. Mm-hmm. If it is Greek, it means son of favor or somebody of value. If it is Hebrew, it's somebody who is unclean. But it will be very strange for somebody to be called to have an Aramaic and then Greek. It could go with Hebrew. Yes. So either a son of value or a son of the unclean, the value is still the same. The underlying fact was that Bartimaeus was blind. And in his answer that I want to see, The word used there was that I want to see again. I want to see again. So there is the presumption that he once had his sight, but an incident or something happened and he lost his sight. But what are the lessons? Number one, faith recognizes the moment. You know, there are, we call it the Kairos moments. There are moments in our lives that we need to grab with both hands, whatever situation we find ourselves. And we find that Bartimaeus had that instinct. Faith erupted in his soul when he heard that Jesus was passing by. Verse 46 to 48, he said, then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Faith recognizes the moment. Faith recognizes the moment. The moment where God has stirred the waters. The moment where there is visitation. Because you know something, God's visitation does not come in a hoodious way. The clouds will form, the color of the sunshine will change, and the clouds will become green. Then you know that God is about to do something. No, God does things out of the mundane. He is always at work out of the ordinary. Your faith can turn an ordinary day to a supernatural day. Your faith can turn an ordinary day into a supernatural day. If only you would say, this is also my moment. This is also my moment. Why? Because Jesus was passing by. And it's very, very interesting to know how Bartimaeus was able to connect Jesus to his divinity, because the people said Jesus of Nazareth is passing, and then he does not respond by shouting Jesus of Nazareth, but he says Jesus the son of David, have mercy on me. And he recognizes the divinity of Jesus. He recognized that Jesus was the promised king who would come out of the lineage of David. And it is very, very important that faith would recognize, because faith has knowledge. Faith will recognize the moments because faith is working with knowledge. And this knowledge that Bartimaeus had was because he knew who Jesus was. The crowd walked with Jesus, but they didn't know that he was the son of David. And David came from is from Bethlehem. Nazareth was far from Bethlehem. So you would not be able to connect somebody who's from Nazareth to somebody who's from Bethlehem unless there is a revelation. And the knowledge that Bartimaeus had enabled him to recognize that this was my moment. And if you read, for example, this woman with the issue of blood, she also recognized her moment and said, she spoke to herself, if I just will touch his clothes, I will be healed. That was the moment, and it was a moment of faith. This morning and this week, I want somebody to declare and speak to yourself, this week is my moment. This day is my moment. As you are hearing my voice, you are declaring to yourself, this is my moment. Maybe you are sick and in the hospital bed. You want to declare by faith, this is my moment. I connect this word to my healing. I connect to my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. The next thing we learn is that faith persists in the moment. Blind Bartimaeus was sitting down there. Nobody minded him. He was nobody's business. I doubt if people would even have recognized him until he started shouting and exercising his faith. Then many rebuked me, not even one person. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He shouted them all. And you are not recognized, you are not known, nobody minds you, nobody cares about you. Just start rising up and demonstrating faith. This is who I want to become. This is what I want to do. These are the steps I want to take. I have not walked in my life before, but today I want to walk. There you would see those who will say, "You can't." There you would hear those who said, "It is not possible." Here would see people who would make mockery of whatever you are declaring. But please, Blind Bartimaeus teaches us, persist in your faith. Don't give up because people who have not known what you know, people who are not experiencing what you are experiencing, people who have not caught the revelation you have, will say things that do not connect to your faith. Please persist in your faith, and the Lord will visit you because he has seen Jesus. He has seen Jesus. And we know how Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and we went and with power. And we went around doing good and healing. So Jesus, the healing was around. Bartimaeus knew that this was his moment. Maybe those who were shouting, thank God they were well. Thank God they could see. Thank God they could walk. Thank God they had mouth to speak, but Bartimaeus could not see. And so he knew that healing was passing and he would have to take his moment. And blind Bartimaeus cried for mercy. He said, "Son, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." What he was saying is that, "Jesus, I am in deep distress. I am in deep need. Please help me. Please help me." And he appeals to the compassion of Jesus. He did not go to Jesus with an entitlement. And sometimes you know how our brothers pray and our sisters. We command God. We command God. Hey! I command God in the name of Jesus. Hey! Mercy. He says, "Have mercy on me." Because mercy means to show compassion by relieving somebody from his misery. To show compassion by relieving somebody from misery. And it is a show that I am unworthy. It is a sign that I am unworthy to even receive what I am asking. And so even though I am unworthy, even though I don't qualify, Lord, please have mercy on me. And I pray that today the Lord would have mercy on you. And then we learn a third thing, that persistent faith would attract divine attention. Persistent faith. You know, many people give up so quickly and so easily. Faith never gives up. Faith never gives up. And so as Bartimaeus persisted, they were shutting him down. He says, "No, I will not be." In fact, he didn't even respond to them. He didn't even mind them. He just shouted them all. And Bible said, Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped. And his stopping transitioned from somebody who was being shouted on to stop shouting. Somebody who has been neglected, somebody whom people were looking down on. Because in the crowd, look at what Jesus said. Call him. So they called to the blind man, and those who said he should keep quiet said, cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you. These same people who say you can't do it, these same people who said that this one, it will end in failure. Those who said that this one, it will not work. Today, they are the ones who are now encouraging you. You know, success has many, 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 many brothers and fathers and mothers and uncles and aunties and nieces and nephews. Failure has none. The moment Jesus gave attention to blind Bartimaeus, everybody started help him. But why did Jesus stop? Why did Jesus stop? Three things. He stopped because he heard the cry of faith. He stopped because he heard the cry of faith. Number two, because he heard his messianic name. And he didn't say Jesus turned. He said Jesus stopped. Pastor Mike, I know that you in your house you have a name. A name probably as you were growing up, they called you in the house, your father, your parents called you, your brothers. And you can imagine walking on the street of New York, and then somebody that mentions that name. Chai! Even if you are using, if you are using another name out there. The first thing you do is to stop in your track before trying to figure out who is this, who is calling me by this name. This person might have known me. So Jesus stopped because for anybody to call him Jesus, Son of David, has hit a very, very sensitive nerve. And so Jesus stopped. And the third thing was that it was a cry to show compassion. And Jesus is compassion personified. Anybody who calls on him, have mercy. He will never turn away. He will never turn away. So Jesus stops for that person. Because when faith cries out to heaven, when faith cries out, heavens will stop to give attention. When faith cries out, heaven would stop to give attention. Maybe you have prayed and nothing is showing up. Please don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. But we learn another thing here. Even though Jesus stopped, Jesus did not go to the blind man to help him. Jesus stood where he was and said, call him. And that teaches us that faith must be backed by works. Faith must be backed by works. The proof of our faith is that we do something. And Jesus wanted Bartimaeus to exercise his faith. So he stopped him and called him that you come. I'm not coming to you. You come. And Bible said he threw off. But before we get there, we see here that faith isn't a passive waiting on God and say, I believe, and I'm sitting down. I'm not doing anything. I won't go out to try anything. I won't take any risk. I claim I have faith. No, that is not faith. That is laziness. That is not faith. That is laziness. After you have prayed, you go out there and exercise your faith. Go out there, look for that job. No job will come looking for you in your room. Get out there and exercise your faith. Even for the Israelites, when manna fell, they had to go out there and go and gather. You would have to go out there and go and gather. So faith must be exercised. And then number five, faith throws off the old in the moment. He said he threw his cloak aside, jumped to his feet, and came to Jesus. To throw off means a decisive action. It is not just losing something by accident, but intentionally throwing something aside. And so Bartimaeus threw off his garment. And this garment was used for warmth, for comfort, and probably for collecting the money. Yes. So throwing it off means that all the coins, no chale. Because there was something bigger. There was something bigger. Now my story is about to change. I wouldn't allow the old to hold me back again. I wouldn't allow those small coins I'm getting to stop me. Say, Jesus, please wait. Let me put the coins by the side. No. Chale, seeing is more than all the coins gathered. Let me just run off. So he acts with expectant faith. And he believes that this place where he wasn't going back again. He was not going back again. So whatever it is, I'm not going back. So whatever showed or held me to that place, I am shedding it off. I am taking it off. That former life, I am just ridding myself from it. And I don't want anything to encumber me. Because with that cloak and all of it, if I decided to, go to Jesus, Charlie, me break a cry. I want to go to Jesus in a free, without income, without all that income. And now that tells us a story. That tells us a story. That when Jesus calls, we need to shed off the old. And Hebrews 12 talks about the weights. It prevents us a little sleep here, and poverty runs to you like an armed robber. Shed it off. Procrastination, shed it off. Tomorrow I will do it. Please shed it off. Those little sins that we do here and there, please shed it off. Release yourself. Be free so that you can run to Jesus. And when he gets to Jesus, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" As I said, Jesus, didn't you see that? Can't you see that I'm blind? Can't you see? When you were there now. And sometimes when these questions God would ask, Jesus will ask, it is so that we at least reflect, and also for us to express our faith. And this blind man, he knew exactly what he wanted. He said, I would see again. I want to see again. The Greek word uses anablepo. Anablepo. Blepo means to see. Ana means again. I want to see again. Whatever I've lost, my sight, I want it to be restored to me. And it is a test of it. What do you want? What do you want? And this man will not beat about the bush. Said, I want to see again. And Bible said, immediate, Jesus said, good. What has healed you? It is your faith. Your faith has healed you. And that is the lesson. Faith follows in the moment. Faith does not procrastinate in following. And look at what Jesus said. Jesus said, go. Your faith has healed you. Now, that means he was to just leave Jesus. But immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road, which means that he didn't go his way. Remember, Jesus was going to Jerusalem and he was going into his suffering. Blind Bartimaeus, after he was healed, didn't just leave Jesus. You know, many follow Jesus just for the miracles. Many fill the churches, follow prophets, men of God, anointed men of God, just so that they would get their miracles. Once they get their miracles, they forget about God, they forget about the pastor, they forget about the church. But not blind Bartimaeus. He took the way of Jesus. And Jesus said, anybody who wants to be my disciple must follow me, must deny himself, take up and follow me daily, take up his cross daily and follow me. And so we see the essence, all this drama was so that blind Bartimaeus will follow Jesus, follow him to the cross. That is the ultimate place of true living and true life, the way of Christ. Blind Bartimaeus may have received his sight, but he may have lost his soul. At following Jesus guaranteed that he had his sight and he had salvation. He had his soul saved. And so we are all being called. Yes, exercise your faith in this moment. But please, when the breakthrough comes, don't forget about the one who brought it to you, Jesus. Follow him on his way. Make Jesus your lifestyle. Follow him even as he went on the cross, that we also will go by the cross. As Paul will say, he say in Galatians 2:20, he said that it is not I no longer live, but Christ who died for me and lives for me. I am crucified with Christ. We have to die with Christ if we will have to live his life. So it is faith in the moment, recognizing that this is my moment because I have heard about Jesus. It is faith that persists. It is faith that is exercised. It is faith that asks with specificity. And it is faith that follows. This is what we mean when we say faith in the moment. This week, I pray that your faith in God will not diminish, no matter the challenges of life, that you will persist in shouting and crying out, Jesus, have mercy on me. And it's my prayer that as you shout and cry out to Jesus in your pain, Jesus will stop and Jesus would show mercy and Jesus would answer.
Yes.
And you also, you will follow Jesus.
Amen.
All the way. The Lord richly bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.